Varang deva mokshang na mokshavadhing va, na chanyam verne hamvarisha dapiha, irang te vapurnata gopala balam, sadame manasya virastam kinanyai. This is the fourth verse of the Dhammadharashtaka.
Idi Dhammadharashtaka loni nalugava shlokam.
In which the devotee is praying for a boon. When we approach a superior person, we expect them to show their mercy. We offer something to Krishna. Patram pushpam palam toyam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if you offer me with love a fruit, flower, leaf or water, I will accept it.
Krishna cheptunnadu Bhagavad Gita lo emitani oka pandu leda poovu leda neellu edaina premato iste teeskuntanu ani cheptunnadu.
So why doesn't Krishna say, if you offer me gold and jewels and so many things, I will accept it?
Endukani Krishnudu ee vidhanga cheppatledu bangaram leda vendi ituvanti istina kuda nenu teeskuntanu ani.
To Krishna, gold and jewels and flowers, it doesn't make any difference. In Bhagavad Gita, twice Krishna mentions samaloshtashma kanchanaha. A self-realized person, he sees gold, stone and pebbles as the same.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita lo rendu saarlu cheppadu emitante bangaram ledha oka rai ituvanti evaraithe panditulu untaro adnu samanamga chustadu vitni ani.
So Krishna is the supreme self-realized person.
Krishnudu andarikante sakshatkaram pondina.
Furthermore, everything comes from Krishna and he is the owner of everything. So what can we offer to Krishna? Everything already belongs to Krishna. So whether we offer him flowers and fruit or gold and jewels, it doesn't make any difference to Krishna. It all belongs to him anyway. But Krishna, he specifies, Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. Who offers me with love, I accept that, with bhakti. So Krishna is eager to accept our love. But really, we have to get something from Krishna. If we offer Krishna a benediction, that's not very suitable. In the first demons that were ever born, they were Madhu and Kaitava.
Madhu Kaitava evaru mottamadu putin rakshasi.
And Krishna was fighting with them. Krishna became satisfied by their fighting spirit. And Krishna offered them a benediction. But they were so fools, they thought themselves more powerful than Vishnu. They said, we don't want to take any benediction from you. We'll give you a benediction. You want a benediction? You can take it from us. So we should know the right maryada, who we should bow down to and who we should offer benediction to.
కాబట్టి మనకి మర్యాద అనేది తెలియాలంటే గురించాలి, ఎవరు వ్యవస్థ ఎలా ఉండాలని.
So here the devotee is praying, O Lord, please give me a benediction. When we approach the Supreme Lord, we should ask for something. It's proper when we go before Him to ask for something. It's not wrong to ask something from Him. He's not inconvenienced by doing so. He becomes very pleased by giving benedictions. Because he is Varadaraja, that temple is there in Kanchi. Varadaraja
temple.
The king of the givers of benedictions. And here in this verse, the name is also given Varesha.
Varesha
means the same thing.
Varesha,
the Lord of boons, or the best giver of boons. So he likes to give. It's not that, I have to give. Now my stock will be depleted. I'll run away and hide my money. He's not like that. People who are wealthy and who are not miserly, they take pleasure in philanthropy. Sometimes Jains, who are often very rich people, like diamond merchants or something like that, they become renounced. Then at that time they'll go in the street in a vahan, in a chariot, and throw diamonds here and there. So they like to be, people like to be known as philanthropic. Generally we see when someone becomes rich, when they become rich they get money, they get prestige, they get big house, facility for sense gratification. But then they want to become a philanthropist and get a good reputation also as being a good person who benefits the society. So Krishna is the greatest philanthropist. He's always willing to give people what they come to beg from him. Actually, he's not very happy to give material benedictions. Therefore, he has the demigods. They particularly give material benedictions. Kangshanta karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devataha kshipram hi manushe loke siddhim bhavati karamaja. People desire material benedictions and therefore they approach demigods. So particularly in this verse it said they want to, their activities to become fulfilled Therefore, in this world, people worship demigods. And very quickly, they get their desires fulfilled by the demigods. But Krishna, yeah, he also directly fulfills people's material desires. But pure bhakti, he only gives to people who are really eligible for that. Muktim dadati karichit nasma bhakti yogam. Even mukti, he'll give more easily than bhakti.
Mukti chala paraga isaru, bhakti kante kuda.
Why that is so, we have some intimation from the verses of Dhammadharashtakam previous to this. Because Krishna comes under the control of his devotees. So he's not going to come under the control of someone who does not have his best Krishna's best interest at heart. Krishna is not going to become the lackey of some materialist. So here, the devotee is praying, praise Deva. Oh, Deva is generally understood to mean God. I guess the word in Telugu is Deva. It literally means an effulgent person. But by usage, contextually, it means a respectable person, a godly person, a worshipable person. Or it just means God. Here in his commentary, Sanatana Goswami says that Deva, apart from meaning effulgent one, it also means, in this, it implies one who is engaged in super excellent sweet sports. So the devotee is praying to fulfill. Please fulfill my desire. Everyone has a desire. What do you desire? If we look in our hearts, we'll find we have so many desires. So just look and see, what do you want? Dhanam janam sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. What does this prayer mean? You're saying, I don't aspire, but I said, Dhanam jana, I didn't say na. I didn't put, so it means, I desire wealth, dhanam janam, beautiful women, followers, all kinds of things for sense gratification. This is how most people are praying. Dhanam janam sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. And kavitam, that means all kinds of everything else, intellectual. It means this anyabhilash, all kinds of other things, karma, jnana, or what can be had by this. So Krishna can give whatever you like. Nowadays in India they have these stores like Big Bazaar. So you can get anything you like. You walk in the store and say, I want two elephants and one camel. Well, maybe they don't sell elephants and camels, but for day-to-day things, you can get whatever you like. So, Krishna's like that. Actually, the word for a shop that sells everything is an emporium. Emporium. It means all in one stop shop. It sells all kinds of things. So you can get anything you like from Krishna. And people come to him with many desires. Actually, it's pretty stereotyped. At Tirupati, if you ask people what they've come for, it's passing exams. Then solving financial problems. It's pretty stereotyped. Not many people are very imaginative. For visas to America, they don't go to Tirupati. They go more to Chennai, to the Visa Danish. There's the temple of Visa Danish. If you praise to him, he gives you a visa. But I guess Visa Ganesh is not so popular these days. American visas, not so popular like they were. Even 3 years ago. Now it's just come down. Anyway, Balaji is there. Okay, pass your exam. Okay, yeah, alright. Then have a pay rise. Balaji's getting bored with all these people coming. So if someone goes to Balaji and prays, na dhanam na ja, Balaji becomes ecstatic. Oh, devotee at last. Of course, you don't get time in front of Balaji to say, you can say one syllable, that's all. Na dhanam. You know, just say na, and then you're
already
So, you can go and pray to Radha Govinda in Tirupati. You can pray all your prayers as much as you like without being thrown out. Or anywhere, sitting here, we can pray to Krishna also. That's what we're doing, isn't it? So what's the prayer? Varam Deva. Yes, I want something. So what do you want? Well, what are the things you could want? Visa, you have like a shopping list. Visa, cure my backache, then my enemy in the office, make sure that they get thrown out of the job. So a devotee here starts off at a much higher level. He says, moksha, varam deva moksha. Oh, that's a very high desire. That's more than what most people ask for. But then he says, moksham na. I don't want that. What does that mean? You want to be remain in the material world? I don't want moksha. Actually, if we speak of moksha, that means that we've understood that this material world is miserable. Because if we're thinking this material world is nice, we won't think of getting released from it. You don't even think, when you're enjoying something, you don't think, will someone please relieve me from this? Relief is from suffering. You don't think, having such a, so happy and enjoying myself, and I wish someone would stop this all for me. The two thoughts just don't go together. So even to appreciate the concept of moksha, one has to have appreciation that material life is simply suffering. So devotees, they're not interested in moksha. Now he prays also, moksha abadhim. I don't want even moksha abadhi. Abadhi means the ultimate limit of moksha. Abadhi means the ultimate limit, and moksha abadhi means the ultimate limit of moksha.
Avadhi ante moksha yaka purti avadhi.
Avadhi, you say in Telugu also? It's a common word? Not very common. I'm not sure. So that, so what is that? That means moksha or mukti to Vaikuntha. That means you get free from this material world and you go to Vaikuntha. So that sounds alright, huh? That's acceptable for Vaishnavas. Devotees, they don't pray for moksha, but they're prepared to accept mukti for the sake of serving the Lord in Vaikuntha. There's that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? You don't have your computer here, huh? Samipya sarshti savalokya sarup yatvam apyuta diyamanam nagrinanti vinamat sevanam jana. I got it. Luckily. More or less. That the different kinds of mukti, Kapila Dev says, they are Salokyam, living on the same planet as the Lord. Sarupyam, which means having a form similar to the Lord. Samipyam, being living in the vicinity of the Lord. Sarshti, attaining similar opulence to the Lord. And Kaivalyam, merging into the effulgence of the body of the Lord. So Kapila Dev says that even if these kinds of mukti are offered to my devotees, they do not accept them unless they have the opportunity to serve me. So devotees are ready to accept mukti for the sake of service to Krishna.
కనుక భక్తులు బుద్ధిని ఎప్పుడు అంగీకరిస్తారంటే కేవలం కృష్ణుని సేవించడం కోసమే అంగీకరిస్తారు.
But in Vrindavan there's no thought of moksha.
కానీ వృందావనంలో వాళ్ళకి మోక్ష గురించి ఆలోచన లేదు.
We don't find that Mother Yashoda is praying for moksha. No one in Vrindavan is praying for moksha. So, Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, that's beyond even the thought of moksha. Even the thought of going to Vaikuntha is not included in that. So the prayer goes on, Nachanyam, whatever else is, you can offer anything, Varisha, Krishna, you can give anything, but I'm not interested. So this sounds very strange. You come before someone and say, oh, you're a very munificent philanthropist, I've come before you. And I don't want mukti, I don't want to go to Vaikuntha. I don't want anything else. I have no dhanam, no janam, no sundarim. Well, you ask me for a benediction, and what else is there left to give? You just mentioned everything, then what can I give you? So he stresses that I simply want to see within my mind, that let may this vision always be present in my mind of your enchanting pastimes as Bala Gopal, boy baby Krishna.
ఈ యొక్క రూపం ఏదైతే నాకు లేదో ఉందో ఇంత దివ్యమైన సుందరమైన మధురమైన రూపం ఎప్పుడు కూడా నా యొక్క మనసులో ఉండిపోయే విధంగా అటువంటి వరం నాకు ఇవ్వాలి.
ఐ హావ్ నో యూస్ ఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్.
మిగతా ఏది కూడా నాకు ఉపయోగం లేదు.
యూ కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ ది యోగీస్ దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ సివియర్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూజ్ పీరియడ్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ అండ్ దెన్ మేబీ ఓకే యూ కెన్ హావ్ మోక్ష.
యోగులు ఉదాహరణకి యోగులు చూస్తే వాళ్ళు చాలా తీవ్రమైన తపస్సు కొన్ని 100,000 సంవత్సరాలు చేస్తారు, వాళ్ళకి మోక్షం లభిస్తుంది.
But the devotee they're offered moksha, no, for them it has a bad smell. The very word moksha makes it sounds like someone farted us. It smells like that.
ఈ మోక్షం అనేది చాలా అసహ్యమైన వాసన వచ్చేది భక్తులకి, ఎందుకంటే వాళ్ళకి మోక్షం అంటే అసలు ఇష్టం లేదు.
Like some dog stool or something like this. Kuka, you say in Telugu? Kuka? Kuka? Kuta?
Kuka.
Kuka. So this moksha, this idea of moksha, this devotees, who are real devotees, they have a healthy distaste for the thought of moksha. It may seem strange that people who are spiritually minded, they don't like the idea of moksha.
ఎవరైతే ఆధ్యాత్మికంగా ఉంటారో వాళ్ళకి మోక్షం అవసరం లేదంటే
విచిత్రంగా ఉంది. దిస్ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ మోక్ష దట్ స్పాయిల్స్ భక్తి.
ఎప్పుడైతే ఈ మోక్షం అనే ఆలోచన ఉంటుందో అది భక్తిని పాడు చేస్తుంది.
వి ఫైండ్ ఎట్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం ధర్మ ప్రోచిత కైతవ అత్ర. హియర్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం ది cheating religion is totally rejected.
భాగవతంలో చూసినట్లయితే ఇక్కడ మొదటి శ్లోకంలో మనకి చెప్పబడింది ఏదైతే కైతవ ధర్మం అంటే మనల్ని మోసం చేయకూడే ధర్మం ఏదైతే ఉందో అది మొత్తం.
So what is that kaitava dharma, cheating religion?
మరి ఆ మోసపూరితమైన ధర్మం ఏమిటి?
That is dharma artha kama moksha, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation.
Dharma. Artha ante dhanam, kama, sikvarikulu, moksham ante mukti pondadu.
Now this is amazing because all the rest of the Vedic literature is concerned with dharma, artha, kama and moksha.
Migita anni vedalalo kodanu ee dharma, artha, kama, mokshalu gurinche
undi. In the Bhagavatam it's rejected.
Kani Bhagavatamlo vedini nirsanichabadi.
Because these desires for these are obstructions to bhakti. This is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There it is stated, Tarmadhe mokha vansha kaitava pradhan jaha hoite krishna bhakti hoi antardhan. It's stated that among the four so-called purusharthas, which are all cheating religion, the worst is the desire for moksha. Because the desire for moksha completely destroys or causes bhakti to vanish. So you have to be very careful of these rascals and demons who pose as devotees but who are actually mayavadis. There are many of them. They'll sing songs about Krishna and they'll talk how nice is Krishna, how sweet is Krishna. But their actual philosophy is that they don't believe in any person Krishna and they themselves want to become God. So be very careful. Anyone who has any sympathy for Mayavad is a traitor. They're pretending that they're part of our team, but actually they're secret agents for the demons. They're very dangerous. So we completely keep, just as the Bhagavatam completely kicks out the desire for moksha, so the devotee must kick that desire out from his heart. Now, when he states, Nachanyam, I don't want anything else, Sanatana Goswami in his commentary says that this includes Navavidha Bhakti, the nine kinds of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atha, Nivedanam. Yeah, alright, I guess that doesn't have to be translated to Telugu. So that's astonishing, isn't it? Or in other words, the prayer is to come to the actual standard of bhakti and not to remain forever on the platform of sadhana. We can't artificially become spiritually perfect. But we should know that that is the goal. We don't find Mother Yashoda gets up in the morning and, oh, I have to chant my rounds. She doesn't say that. Radharani comes late to the Rasa Leela and she said that, well, I came late because I was behind on my rounds. I had to chant a few extra rounds. We don't hear any such thing.
రాజరాణి రాజలీలకి కొంచెం ఆలస్యంగా వచ్చి నేను నాకు ఇంకా జపం ఉంది మిగిలినాయి కొన్ని మాటలు అందరికీ చేసుకుంటూ ఉన్నాను లేదేమని
చెప్పారు. We don't find that they're doing any sadhana. They're just completely perfect already.
వాళ్ళు పరిపూర్ణంగా ముందరే సాధించి ఉన్నారు కనుక వాళ్ళు సాధన చేయడం అనేది మనం ఎప్పుడు చూడాలి.
So we shouldn't imitate that.
మనం దాన్ని అనుగ్రహించవచ్చు.
But we should know that the goal is ultimately to come to the spontaneous level.
కానీ మన యొక్క లక్ష్యం ఏంటంటే ఇప్పుడు ఏ క్షణం అంటే ఆ క్షణంలో మనలో భక్తి ఉద్భవించే విధంగా మనం ఉండాలి. అటువంటి పరిపూర్ణ స్థితికి రావాలి. అది మన లక్ష్యం.
శ్రావణం కీర్తనం ఆల్ దీస్ ప్రాసెసెస్ దే బికమ్ నేచురల్
అప్పుడు ఈ యొక్క ఈ నవరేదమైన అంగాలు అనేవి సహజంగా వస్తాయి మనకి.
జస్ట్ లైక్ వీ డోంట్ థింక్ అబౌట్ బ్రీదింగ్. Since we've been sitting in this class, we've all breathed, we've taken so many breaths, isn't it? But we didn't think about breathing. We didn't think, like, move the diaphragm up, let it down again, let some air in. We don't think like that. It just goes on automatically. So when remembrance of Krishna goes on automatically, that is the perfection of life. Of course, we're not really conscious of breathing, but we... Krishna consciousness means to be always conscious of Krishna. And
Krishna chaitanyam ante eppudu kuda krishnuni eppudu gurtunchukovadam chetanamlo ani artham.
So what if Krishna were to come, and what if Krishna were to offer? Well, Krishna comes and says, you want moksha? I'll give you moksha.
ఇప్పుడు కృష్ణుడు వచ్చి నీకు ఏం కావాలి మోక్షం కావాలా అని అడిగితే మనం ఏం చేయాలి?
యు వాంట్ మోక్ష? ఓకే, ఐల్ టేక్ యు టు వైకుంఠం.
నీకు మోక్షం కావాలా? సరే, మిమ్మల్ని వైకుంఠం తీసుకెళ్తాను.
ది డివోటీ ఇస్ హీస్ ప్రైమ్ నో.
అప్పుడు భక్తులు ఏమంటాడు? లేదు లేదు వద్దు.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ పర్సనలీ టెల్ మీ దట్ ఐ గివ్ యూ దీస్ థింగ్స్, ఐ ఓన్లీ వాంట్ దట్ యువర్ చైల్డ్ హుడ్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ షుడ్ ఎవర్ బి మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ మై హార్ట్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ప్రేయర్ హియర్.
ఇక్కడ ఏమని ప్రార్థిస్తున్నాడంటే భక్తుడు, నీవు ఇవన్నీ ఇస్తున్నావు ఇస్తానన్నా నాకేం వద్దు, కానీ నీ యొక్క బాల్య జీవితమనేది నాకు కావాలి అని.
Although some people may consider moksha or material boons or going to Vaikuntha the goal of life,
కొంతమంది అనుకోవచ్చు ఏమిటంటే మోక్షం అనేది ఇది జీవితం యొక్క లక్ష్యంగా భావించారు.
For myself, the devotee prays, now that I've had some inclination toward your Vrindavan Leela, I cannot be satisfied with anything else.
కాబట్టి చిన్నపాటి వృందావన లీలను నేను చూడగలిగాను, ఇంకా మిగతా ఏది కూడా నాకు అవసరం లేదు, అవేది నా సృష్టిని ఇవ్వవు అని చెప్తున్నాను.
Whatever else you offer, even going to Vaikuntha, I cannot be satisfied.
వైకుంఠ వెళ్ళడం కూడా నా సృష్టిని ఇవ్వదు అని ఆ భక్తులు చెప్తున్నారు.
That will seem rather distasteful to me. Distasteful. Aruchika.
Radha, ఈ విధంగా వీటి పట్ల రుచి ఉండకుండా అనిపిస్తుంది రాధకి అలాంటిది.
And cannot really be happy with it.
ఆ విధంగా ఆనందంగా ఉండలేదు రాధ.
Sanatana Goswami, who is providing this commentary, he also, among his famous works, his writings, is the Brihad Bhagavatam. Where it's described how Gopakumar he gradually goes from one level to another. He goes up through the different planets and eventually comes up to this. He goes from to higher planets, then eventually comes to Vaikuntha. But wherever he goes, he doesn't feel satisfied. Because his constitutional position is as a cowherd boy in
Vrindavan.
So when he went to Vaikuntha, even there, he felt it's not really the right place here. When he first had darshan of Lord Narayana with his beautiful blackish form, just like his own Krishna, Gopakumar ran to embrace Vaikunthana. But the guard stopped him. Hey, what are you doing? Grabbed him back. You can't do that here. It's a serious offense. Don't ever do that again. My Lord, I love, I want to embrace you. They won't let me.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita,
in Vaikuntha, that's not allowed. You can offer prayers very with a very grave face. And smiling is allowed. But not hysterical laughter. And embracing the Lord, that's definitely not allowed. So a devotee who has a taste for the bliss of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, they cannot be satisfied even in Vaikuntha. So our preaching in the Krishna conscious movement is aimed at completely spoiling everyone's life. That whatever you get, you'll be totally dissatisfied. Unless and until we attain the state of pure devotion to Krishna in Vrindavan. So people say that we're not ambitious. We should be try and be a success and get a lot of money. Actually, we're very ambitious. Our aim is to get a position. Far bigger than any Birla or Tata or Ambani. Or Bin Laden. He's also a big man.
Bin Laden.
We position much bigger than Einstein. Obama. Who else is there? A position bigger than who's famous Telugu film star? Bigger than Chiranjeev, the film star. Or Amitabh Bachchan.
Amitabh.
In Andhra they don't care for him, but in North India he's greater than God, it seems, to many
people.
Dadapu Sachin. The great Sachin. We want a bigger position than all of these people. What position can we be aspiring for? If we can become a blade of grass or a piece of dust in Vrindavan, that is a bigger position than anything in the material world or even in Vaikuntha. So we go to Krishna and we pray, please make me less than a blade of grass. Trinada pi suni chena tarori vasihishnara amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This is our prayer. So if materialistic people hear this, they'll think we are mad. Very good. If ordinary people think that we are mad, that means we're making a lot of progress. There's one prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's praying for the mercy of his guru. Gurudev kave tava karuna prakashi. And he's describing what will be the results of your mercy upon me. So the last line of the song is described like the topmost mercy you can get from your guru. So what is that? He says, Bishoyi amake pagala balaya ongete dibeka dhuli. That the best perfection will be that the materialistic people call me mad and they throw dust at me, dirt at me in disgust. So we have a different perspective to that of most people. We see that Sanatana Goswami, he wrote this song, he wrote this commentary. He himself was exactly like that. Jagdvaturna Machesha Mandala Pati Sri Ning Sada Tuchabat. Like the other six Goswamis, the others of the six Goswamis, he came from a very aristocratic background. He was one of the most powerful men in India. But he left it all. In the Bhagavatam, that example is given of Jarabharat. He was also a great king. So he left all his power, prestige, kingdom, everything. Just like you leave your, after you pass stool, you leave it. You know, you don't keep it and put it on an altar and you just leave it, that's all. So Sanatana Goswami, he left all of that, just insignificant. Bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kupina kantashita. Then becoming, taking a very lowly position or humble position. He was immensely wealthy and prestigious, but he only had కోపిన్ కమండలు అండ్ దిస్ కంఠ.
అతని దగ్గర చాలా సంపద ఎన్నో ఉన్నాయి, అవన్నీ కూడా వదిలేసి కోపిన్ కమండలు
దిస్ ఇస్ కంఠి మాల. కంఠ మీన్స్ యు హ్యావ్ ది ఓల్డ్ క్లాత్, యు కీప్ ది ఓల్డ్ క్లాత్ and you sew it up and you make one quilt. You don't have that? You don't have that word?
Kantha ante bonta, bonta lanti
okkada. Bonta, bonta, bonta. His kantha is there. They don't do that here in the village? No. They still do that. I saw, it's very common in Bangladesh. They do that. Nowadays you just throw everything away. So that's what they had. That was the three curse. Kopin, Kanta, Kamando.
Kopina, Kamandala, ee bonda ee mode vaadutunde vaada daggara
undi. And Krishna.
Inga Krishnudu.
Gopi bhavar samritabdala hari kalola magno mohur vande roopa sanatana raghuyaro shri jiva gopalaka. We offer obeisance to the six Goswamis because they were always repeatedly surfacing and diving in the waves of Gopi Bhava Rasamrita, in the ocean of Gopi Bhava Rasamrita.
మనం సనాతన గోస్వామికి గోస్వామి ప్రార్థించిన ఎందుకంటే వాళ్ళు ఎప్పుడు గోపి భావ రసామృతం అనే సాగరంలో మునికి చేరుతూ ఉన్నారు.
అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ దాట్ దెన్ వాట్ డు యూ వాంట్ ద పిహెచ్డి ఫర్?
అది ఉంటే ఇక మనకి పిహెచ్డి ఇవన్నీ కూడా ఎందుకు?
వాట్ డు యూ వాంట్ ద బిగ్ హౌస్ అండ్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ డైమండ్?
మనకి ఒక పెద్ద ఇల్లు బంగారం వజ్రాలు మీకు ఇవాళ ఉపయోగమే.
It's like decorating, it's like putting some decoration on some stool or something. It's a very nice stool, let's put some decoration. What is this material life? It's just decorating a dead body, that's all. భగవద్ భక్తిహీనస్య జాతి శాస్త్ర చపస్తపః అప్రాణస్యైవ దేహస్య మండనం లోక రంజనం. దట్ ఫర్ వన్ హు డస్ నాట్ హావ్ హరి భక్తి,
ఎవరికైతే హరి భక్తి ఉండదో,
దెన్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ డెకరేటింగ్ ఎ డెడ్ బాడీ.
ఇక్కడ ఏం చేసినా కూడా ఒక చనిపోయిన శరీరాన్ని అలంకరించడం.
యు ఆర్ లైక్ ఎ జాంబీ, వెల్ డెకరేటెడ్ జాంబీ. So you may be a very high class zombie, Brahmin zombie. Or you may be very learned, you can speak so much Shastra. You may be a big sadhu doing a lot of japa, a lot of tapasya. But without Hari Bhakti, it's all useless. So, that's all. We just want pure devotional service, that's all. Nothing else is of any value. Hare Krishna.